During our community highlight segment here on KVL, we're recognizing George T. Weldon Construction as they celebrate their 50th anniversary this year. Good morning, I'm Steve Evans with News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVL, and I'm honored to have in studio with me founder of George T. Weldon Construction Company and current CEO Mike Weldon. So we have George Weldon and Mike Weldon with Weldon Construction. George, welcome to the KVEL studios. It's good to have you on this side of the fence.
Well, thank you very much.
I have to confess that George runs these horses out here behind the radio station. So when you're driving by the radio station, you see the horses out there. Those are George's horses, his pride and joy, right, George?
Yes, yes. And I really want to thank you for the pasture. They've been here a long time.
And it's good to have you on this side of the desk and talking to you over the fence. Take us back 50 years ago, George, when you and Judy, your wife Judy, your partner in life, your partner in business, started this business. What was it like back then? And tell us the story of when you started.
We started out as in pipeline construction. We followed it for 15 years. And I gained my knowledge of the construction through the pipeline industry. And I worked for a local contractor, Mr. W.C. James, for 17 years.
Was this before you started, George?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I started with Mr. James when I was 18.
All right.
And then
18 years old.
Uh-huh.
Went to work for the man.
Yeah.
And then he ended up trusting you, right?
Yep. I would go and say, Red, can I do this? And he says, can you? I said, yes, I can. He said, then do it.
Then do it.
Then do it.
Yep. All right. Mm-hmm. So you learned a lot of skills working for that man.
I refer back to Mr. James. Yes, I do.
So, George, tell me about W.C. James, the person that you'd worked with for 14 years or worked for 14 years. There was an opportunity that came that he provided you to start your own business. Tell us about that story.
I was working out in the field for him, and a company man came to me one day and says, isn't it about time you did some of this on your own? And I said, I'm good.
Uh-huh.
Well, he said, I don't think so. And
He challenged you.
He did.
To step outside your comfort zone.
He did. So just before that, Mr. James was selling out, and he had a big dozer that I wanted, that I had run for him. And he helped me
find. If you're going to start, you had to have equipment, right?
I had some small equipment, but I didn't have any large equipment.
Okay.
I had a D6 dozer and a motor grader.
Mm-hmm.
And then he helped me finance that D8 dozer, and that's what the man in the field wanted me to have. And it just kept building from there.
So you grew from that start. Now, you walk into the office, the general offices of George T. Weldon Construction Company in Naples, and you've got pictures of how you started all across the walls going down the hall. And one of them is a young man sitting on that D9
D8.
D8. Mm-hmm. Dozer, and it was your son, Mike. I asked who that was, and Mike kind of looked at me and said, well, that's me. He was, what, 6, 7 years old?
I think so, something like that.
So you got started pretty early, didn't you, Mike?
I did.
Yeah.
I loved being on that yellow iron.
Yeah. Learned how to work. So a lesson that if you could pass on to someone right now that's just maybe 18 or 19, 20, that's working for another person, what really helped you was your work ethic and your reputation, right?
Absolutely.
How important is that for a young man?
You've got to have it.
Or a young person, anyone that's starting a new job.
You've got to be dependable, loyal, trustworthy.
Okay.
And have the initiative to want to help the fellow that's paying you.
Have a good work ethic.
Absolutely.
And if you do that, doors will open for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
What a lot of people do these days is they feel a sense of entitlement, like I'm working hard for you, so you owe me. It's kind of the other way around, the way it was in the 70s when I grew up.
Absolutely. And I always felt honored when I moved up the ladder with Mr. James.
I'd like to draw in Mike Weldon into the conversation. Now, Mike, you are the CEO of Weldon Construction, LLC. Tell us, over the past 5 decades, what have been some of the most defining growth periods or pivotal periods in your business?
I think back in the early 90s, we were given the opportunity with Chevron to take over their maintenance in Rangeley. That was a big growth spurt for us. We had about 8 crews over there, and so we had to take on more people, more equipment, and we were over there for over 35 years. Then we made the conscious decision to diversify. We knew that the oil field,
just the cyclical nature of our oil field business, oil was field difficult is up to and forecast.
Down. Yeah, and you either live or die by the sword. So we had to, you know, looking in the future, we needed to diversify. You can't have all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
And so I made the conscious decision as CEO to do more civil work than oil field work. And so with our contractor's license, we began bidding more water sewer projects for the local entities here. And then we got into metal buildings, erecting those. And then that came along with the barn dominiums.
So you specialize in metal buildings, building metal buildings. Those are shops. If you have a shop that you need to have extended, if you have a business, you whether need greater shops or even a new shop.
Commercial, whether it's commercial or, you know, farm related, or whether it's a residential home.
Yeah, a lot of people want a shop in a residential home. And tell us about the barn dominium.
That's really caught on. It's a big thing because people like, you know, with a barn dominium, there's no maintenance. You know, you have a metal roof, you have metal siding, you never have to paint it. There's just no maintenance to it.
If you have a zero scape, you don't even have to mow the lawn, right?
Exactly.
And put it right out on the farm.
In fact, where I live, there's no gas to it, so we use propane. And my propane supplier came to me this year and actually reduced my rate because my home is so efficient.
Really?
Yes.
So just because it's a metal building doesn't mean it's not.
They dropped it in half.
It did.
It did.
So it's
that efficient.
Better insulated.
Yes.
And more efficient.
Yes.
What have been the industry changes and how have you adapted to those? A lot of business owners have a hard time adapting to changes in industry.
I think loyalty is something that we're all struggling with right now. People aren't quite as loyal. Now, whether it's the companies you work for, a lot of companies used to stick with you. It's you still have those. Some companies do. Mm-hmm. It's not like it used to be. And the labor market is awfully tough now.
I think anyone that is an employer in this valley, or probably statewide or even nationwide, has a hard time with employees. That's one of the biggest challenges that a lot of business owners have. Have you had that trouble?
Absolutely.
So tell us about the crew that you have right now. You've weeded through and you've developed a really good, solid crew.
We have an outstanding crew right now. We're very proud of who we have right now. And that's, we're finding that we're almost better off bringing in younger people and training them on site. Uh-huh. We've also developed a partnership with UB Tech.
Right.
And we have developed a scholarship program with them.
Okay.
And so we're actually working with them at the college and going and meeting with the instructors there and kind of looking at some of the kids coming through the program and getting a look at them before they even graduate and getting an
George, I want to pull you back into the conversation a little bit in just a few minutes we have remaining. Don't you talk about your partner, Judy. Tell me about Judy and why that partnership has worked out so well. Husband and wife, you two started this business together 75 years ago. What did she say when you came home and said, honey, we're buying a D8 Cat?
She said, no, we're not.
And then he ended up with a D9 Cat. How did that work out?
I talked her into
D8 Cat. Sorry,
D8. Yeah, I had to talk her into it.
Yeah,
because it was a struggle. It was a struggle at the time. And but when we was just, I mean, like we talked about Chevron, it put us on the map. Really, it did.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it just got larger and larger and larger. Like he said, I forget how many crews we had, but we had several over there.
What are her attributes? What are her real strengths?
She's tough.
She's very business-minded. As a young lady, she helped her mother run a store. So it really helped us to know that what she had learned.
So she knew how to keep your books?
Yes.
She knew how to pay your bills?
Yes.
She knew how to do your payroll?
Absolutely.
She knew how to deal with the bankers?
Yes. All yeah, right. That was
and
her
you,
job.
And you've got to get out on your cat and get out and do the earthwork, right?
Yeah, that is where I like to be.
All right.
And she could handle the bankers and stuff like that, the finances.
That was a partnership made in heaven. When were the two of you married?
1963.
All right.
It's coming up June the 14th.
14th. June 14th. Happy anniversary. Both anniversaries.
Be 62 years.
Well, in closing, I want to ask you, Mike, as CEO of George T. Weldon Construction Company, what is your vision for the future?
Well, we always want to grow, but I want sustainable growth, and I want growth that makes sense. We don't want to grow just to grow, you know.
You want a controlled growth.
Controlled growth.
Now, we there's a lot of talk about a railroad coming. There has been for a long time, and what that will do to the economy here and the industrial boom that we'll bring with that. Are you ready for that kind of growth?
We are. We've positioned ourselves. We have the equipment that would be needed and, you know, and the financial backing that we need to do so. The only worry that I would have would be, you know, the experienced and skilled labor that everybody would need.
All right. Anyone that you'd like to shout out to, a special thanks? I know there's so many people. I'm putting you on the spot right here. But I imagine the person that helped you get started, the gentleman that you worked for, Mr. James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably him.
I told you before, he gave me the opportunity to expand my mind, a business. Uh-huh. I watched him struggle at times, and it was kind of a father-son relationship, and we had a lot of conversations.
So he trusted you like a son.
He did.
Yeah. All right, and Mike. Did you have that kind of relationship with some employees that you've got that you have?
I do. I'm lucky that my son works for me. Uh-huh. You know, he's coming along really quickly, and I hope to turn the reins over to him someday. I have the strength that I do. You know, I have a wife that supports me wholeheartedly. You know, and I'm very fortunate to have that. But I have some people in the office that I get to rely on. You know, Shelby and Cam.
Want to mention that you also have Rocky Mountain FR Clothing that's right here in Vernal.
We do.
Utah, Naples, Utah. Tell us briefly about that.
Well, we started that because at the time we were renting FR Clothing for all our people that were working over in Rangeley. And they were hot. We were just renting coveralls. And those guys were melting down. They were, you know. And so I just was looking for alternatives. And so the alternative was, let's try to get shirts and pants where they could, you know, something cooler. And we found a clothing line that was shirts that were cooler. And then it kind of turned into, let's just supply our guys. And then we got this clothing line in and then
started taking special orders and it grew from there.
And then other companies come in, and then we just started selling to other companies.
Website for that is
RockyMountainFR.com.
RockyMountainFR.com. Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Want to thank both of you. A special thanks to George T. Weldon and Michael
T. Weldon.
T. Weldon. All right. With Weldon Construction. They're headquartered right here in Vernal, Utah. George T. Weldon Construction is a local company built on legacy, family, integrity, and community. Again, congratulations to George T. Weldon Company for 50 years of service right here in the Uinta Basin. George T. Weldon Construction, as they say on the radio, is your one-stop contractor. You can visit their website at gtweldon.com to explore the full range of services that they offer and how they can help you on your next project. I'm Steve Evans with News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVL. Thanks for joining us.